Well, a big, big college basketball event is returning to downtown Baltimore starting next Friday, March 6th. It's the CAA Men's Basketball Championship, and their commissioner, Tom Yeager, joins us right now. Tom, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Well, thank you for having me, Brett. I appreciate it.
Now, I remember we talked last year, looking back at year one in Baltimore at the now Royal Farms Arena. How did it go?
I went very well. You know, our fans from out of town that came in just absolutely fell in love with Baltimore and looking at the idea about coming back. You know, they're here for, you know, 3 or 4 days, and, you know, once the games are over, they look for great things to do in the Inner Harbor, and it was terrific. You know, we're opening, and last year was the first year in a new venue, and I think, you know, a lot of the local fans that came out really were enamored with March Madness. It's a different thing than regular college basketball games and stuff. And so it was very positive for the first year and something to really build on as we go to year two.
And how many years is the deal to stay in Baltimore?
Our original deal was for 3, so this is going to be the middle year
right.
Of it. So, you know, we're looking forward to, you know, visiting with we've started talking with the folks in Baltimore, you know, through the fall, and, you know, we'll get serious about talking some more once the tournament's over next week.
Is this a possible potential home for this tournament full-time?
Well, we'd like to. You know, I think to, you know, give it time to build and mature in the market. Like I say, all the responses have been so positive in Baltimore. So we're really looking forward to continue to build the tournament and, you know, hope the city feels the same way with our event and, you know, that it'll have a long run.
Yeah, unfortunately, the home team, Towson, they're struggling this year, although a team capable under Pat Scarry of rattling off a few wins. They've had a lot of close losses this year, but they're 5-12. I'm sure that's frustrating, although you have to be completely impartial to this, but I can only imagine what it would be like if Towson were a 1 or 2 seed and eligible to get into the big dance.
Yeah, but, you know, that's part of the magic, you know, of March Madness.
True.
And, you know, teams, you know, we've had 2 Final Four teams out of this league that nobody, when the NCAA tournament started, thought that they had a chance. And, you know, the coach, I can tell you that, all 10 coaches are sitting there going like, hey, what's happened for the last 3 months is nice, but this is a win and you keep going, and if you lose, it's over. And so that brings a whole different dynamic to the games, and, you know, nobody's out until the final buzzer goes off.
That is true, and I'm not a bracketologist, Tom, but I believe the CAA is a one-bid league this year, so the winner of this tournament not only advances, but that's the only math to get into the big dance out of the CAA, right?
Yeah, and that in itself brings a different element. You know, there's, you know, sometimes you can get to, you know, the ACCs of the world and stuff where they sit and figure that, you know, 4, 5, 6 teams are going, so, you know, maybe we'll even save our legs a little bit here. It's not the end of the world. Well, this is it. And, you know, for a number of the seniors that have been playing basketball since they've been, you know, little boys, this could be the last time they're putting on a uniform. So, you know, the emotion, you can cut it with a knife. And the excitement, the enthusiasm, even for the casual basketball fan, it's really a show.
Tom Yeager, who is the commissioner of the CAA, the Colonial Athletic Association, is with us. He is the longest tenured commissioner in Division I athletics. That's quite a title. It's quite a feat there, Tom.
Well, it just means I've been around a long time. But, yeah, I'm very proud to work for this group of institutions for 30 years. And, you know, we started my first year. David Robinson was a junior at the Naval Academy. Mm. And, you know, he has a son that plays football at Notre Dame now. So that kind of puts things in perspective.
How has the event and March itself changed over the last 3 decades for you?
Well, it's just that, you know, it becomes so much more media attention and excitement. You know, and it's one of those that you know, you live all year for. And, you know, to see the excitement in the kids' eyes on Thursday as they go in for practice and, you know, the jitters and the pregame and then, you know, the 2 teams that are sitting there Monday night, you know, one of they're dreaming about climbing the ladder with a pair of scissors and cutting down the nets. And, you know, that part's remained the same. But, you know, just and it's just such a great feeling when you see people realize their dreams. you know, kind of roll right out in front of you.
Mm, interesting. Well, the tournament is Friday, March 6th. Two games that day, big day Saturday, semifinals on Sunday, and then a Monday night championship at 7 o'clock. All the games at Royal Farms Arena, and it's a great product, a great level of basketball, the CAA. The Towson Tigers will be there, certainly playing in the tournament, probably in the first round night on Friday. We'll see how that shapes up. Still some basketball to be played here, but we appreciate it, Tom. And for more information, I guess you can go to caasports.com, right?
Yeah, and there's plenty of ticket promotions and restaurant promotions and everything else that's there. So, yeah, looking forward to it. If you can't find a discounted ticket, you haven't looked real hard. So, you know, we like to have everybody there. We have special youth programs, you know, coming out and everything. So, yeah, check the website.
Yeah, website caasports.com. Tom Yeager, the commissioner of the CAA. Tom, thank you so much.
Thank you, Brett.
Again, Royal Farms Arena coming up Friday, March 6th, so a week from tomorrow in downtown Baltimore, the CAA basketball tournament. The winner of that tournament will play in the NCAA basketball tournament, and hopefully the Towson Tigers have a run in them. We'll see. 410-467-WBAL. We've put off some phone calls. We'll get to those coming up. Also, you can tweet me, at Brett Hollander. Find me on email, brett@wbal.com. Text us at 885-0509. We'll come back with much more here on WBAL News Radio 1090.